So we're still on the verse that says the best antidote is the recognition that everything is devoid of intrinsic or inherent existence. So have any of you figured out who you are since yesterday? Yeah? Are you your body? Are you your mind? Are you your thoughts? It seems like maybe we're our thoughts, doesn't it? Yeah? I mean, I have all these thoughts, and my thoughts create who I am, and I have a personality. Don't you have a personality? Don't you have a character? Yeah? So these are all composed of thoughts and emotions. So aren't they what makes you you? Aren't you your thoughts and emotions? I mean, who would you be without them? Yeah? Doesn't it feel like that? And whatever language you speak, doesn't it feel like your thoughts are intrinsically that language? You know, in other words, your thoughts, it feels like your thoughts don't depend on language. At least that's the way it feels to me. You know, my thoughts are my thoughts. They're all in English because I don't do too well in other languages. You know, I did learn to dream in Italian, but I don't know. I've forgotten that too many years ago. Yeah, that's when you really have learned a language, is you start dreaming in it. It's like spaghetti all the time. But, you know, it doesn't it feel like that? Like your thoughts are who you are, and they're all in English, and they just, they're just there, and they're real, and they make you what you are. And your feelings, doesn't it feel that way? It does, doesn't it? So why aren't we our thoughts? Why aren't we our emotions? Why aren't we our personality? I mean, psychologists tell us we have a personality. Everybody thinks we have a personality. So why aren't we that? You're all sitting there like dumb ducks. No, ducks at least go quack, quack. Oh, you're your brain? Okay. So let's pretend this is your dad's brain, okay? Okay, so we'll just pretending, you know. It's bigger than this, but it's the same color. Okay. So here's your dad's brain. So your dad's brain is who he is. That's dad. So when you say, I love you, dad, do you love this? Mm-mm. If his brain were sitting out here, would you say, I love that brain? No. Your dad's not his brain, is he? Mm-mm. See, your daughters are smart. You're still clinging on to an old idea. Okay. But we gotta look, you know, ask questions like this. So why aren't you your thoughts? Why aren't you your personality? Why not? Because there's what?
They're formless. They don't have any legs and feet.
Okay, so you couldn't do anything if you were just your thoughts, like move or whatever. Yeah, so if your thoughts were I, then all you could do was what your thoughts could do. Yeah, and your thoughts can't walk and they can't talk and they can't do other things, can they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even we put the thought into a robot. Well, it doesn't matter whether it's a living body or, well, yeah, if you put the thought, if you programmed the robot, you know, like Siri. Yeah? Yeah? Siri doesn't have a body, but does she, you know, is she a person? Why not? Okay, she can't think for herself. Can human beings think for themselves? Okay, we have the capability. We don't. Yeah, Siri just reacts to as she's programmed. But some human beings do that too, don't they? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's some kind of programming, causes and conditions. Siri, what Siri says too. I mean, they're educating Siri so that she could respond more when people say, you know, I've just been raped or I feel like killing myself or something. Because right now, Siri, you know, they did a whole article on this. Siri just says, is that so? Because some people are more open to their phones than they are to human beings. So they have to make the phones able to respond. So is Siri a person?
Does Siri have feelings?
That's the question. Does Siri have feelings? Does she experience happiness and pain? She may say she does. Yeah? If you say, thank you very much, Siri, she says, it's nothing. You know, you're welcome. So it sounds like Siri feels happiness, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, she's saying words. But there's no thought, there's no understanding of the meaning behind them. There's no feeling behind them. So maybe then you're your feelings.
Well, chickens can have feelings too. And they can understand.
She what?
She can have feelings.
She has feelings too?
Chickens.
Chickens. Yeah. Yeah, chickens are sentient beings. Why not? Yeah, of course they have feelings. They don't want their head to cut off, to get cut off by Jihadi John, just like we don't. Hmm?
Or Colonel Sanders.
Or Colonel Sanders, yeah. That's their version of Jihadi John is Colonel Sanders. Right. Okay. Yeah. So think about that. You know, why aren't you your personality? And when you just, you know, when you're upset and you just say, well, this is just the way I am, then is that true? That's just the way you are? Yeah, you're pre-programmed? Yeah, so your new name should be Siri? Or to be fair, Cortana? What's the other? Cortana. So is it Siri or Cortana? And then the men are going to complain. Well, what about me? Yeah, okay, your name is Keith. You can also be Keith. But they don't have any computers with Keith, do they? Yeah. Okay, so think about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because we do a lot of things in the name of I. I want this, I need that, I deserve this, I'm entitled to that. Yeah, so we do a lot of things based on this thought of a very real I. So we should be able to at least find it. I mean, whose benefit are we working so hard for anyway? Isn't it mine? My Dharma practice, my liberation.